Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Being rich is good. Being broke is bad. Now, it makes some preachers want to spit for me to say something like that. But why would it? Why? I'll tell you why. Because the devil hates the thought of you being rich. I mean, it chafes him. It does. It bugs him. Why? He is the chief greedy gut. He wants all the money because he wants all the control. In this earth, money is power. In this earth, money is influence. In this earth, money is ability. And the devil wants all of it and wants you to have none because he knows so many of you, just like me, the more money you get, the more you're going to do for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
More people are going to be blessed. So, he don't want you to have any money. So he's worked for centuries preaching error from the church over the pulpit. So you got whole generations that have passed down this unbelieving doctrine of you're supposed to be broke and oh, you don't want any money. Even sing songs. Oh, we don't want any of this old world's goods. I do. I know what to do with it. Huh? Yeah. You can't be a blessing materially until you are blessed materially. You can't give what you don't have. So you watch it when people start getting so worked up and getting so aggravated and so anti-prosperity message. What's motivating that? Why would they care if you had some money? Why would it bug them so bad if you had a new car? What's driving that? It's the devil driving it. It's the enemy. But tough. We're going to push on anyway. Amen. We're going to sow our seed and reap our harvest. Anyway. But it doesn't start with money. It starts with believing and thinking and talking. The soul prospers. And external prosperity is going to happen relative to that. And external health operates according to that. Go back to 2 Corinthians 9, please. Last week, or week before last, I guess, we began to teach on the first part of this, asking the question, what is prosperity? And we gave you this verse. I think this is one of the best descriptions and definitions of prosperity in the entire Bible. It's 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. 2 Corinthians 9. And verse 8. Well, let's read verse 6. It all goes together. This I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He that sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able. That's an important phrase, like all of them, but to emphasize tonight, God has ability. And we know that, but he's talking about in a specific area now. God is able to do what? To make all grace abound. Now, if you just stop right there, a lot of folk would just run off with that in their mind. God's able to make grace abound. This is spiritual. This certainly wouldn't have anything to do with money. Oh, yes, it does. Look at the very next phrase. He's able to make all grace abound towards you. Grace for what? That you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Is he talking about money? Is he talking about material things? And giving and receiving. And he talks about grace. grace? It is by His grace. Right? Everything, every good thing is by His grace. Is prosperity by the grace of God? Is there prosperity grace? Like there's healing grace and grace in other areas. God is the God of all grace. Amen. Is there grace for prosperity? I believe I have some, don't you? Say it out loud. I'm graced.
I'm graced
to prosper.
To prosper.
Say it again. I'm graced,
I'm graced
to prosper.
Prosper.
One more time. I'm graced to prosper. Graced. We ought to be graced in every area of our lives. I'm graced to prosper. If you're a business person, you're graced to make money. You can make more money accidentally than some people do on purpose. You ought to be nodding your head. Say, that's right, that's me. Don't go, oh, that ain't me. I seem like I work myself silly and can't ever make enough money. First thing we got to do is button that lip of yours. Hush. Now, if you're not sure whether you like this message tonight or not, just hang around. Don't judge too quick. And if I just say something you don't like, and that's just my opinion, you're under no obligation to believe it or receive it or do anything with it. Just laugh and go on. But if it's in the Bible, then it's not just Brother Keith.
That's right?
Right?
Amen.
If it's the Bible, that's another thing. So just hang in with us. It'll be for your good. You know, no need fighting for your right to be broke. Why would you do that? Do you know people fight? I've had people fight me. I mean, like a tiger about, you know, it's not always God's will to heal. Why would you fight for your right to be sick? Why would you fight to, well, it's confusion. Sickness is bad. Healing is good.
Yes.
Being poor is bad.
Yeah.
Being rich
good.
Is good.
Yeah.
I know that sounds almost too elementary, but it makes church folks mad. Because it makes the devil so mad. Oh, he's fought so hard to keep people in the dark, but we're waking up.
Yes.
I said, we're waking up. And the Lord's given us light, seeing the truth, and it's making us free, and healed, and rich. Let's go over it real slow one time. Broke is bad.
Rich is good.
Do you have to backslide and be a heathen when you get a little money? No, you don't. Can you serve God with a lot of money? Yeah. Yeah, I've done it before. I have prayed and worshiped God in an old car that leaked and the heater didn't work and you thought your feet would freeze in the wintertime before you got to work. I've praised God in a car like that. And I have prayed in a nice new car with climate control. And so quiet that you couldn't even hear the engine running. I think I might even pray better. With my feet not cold. Huh? I have read my Bible in a little trailer that had no insulation. That somebody else wore out before we got it. Furnace didn't work. Heat didn't work. Stove didn't work. Woke up the next morning on a cold day and the toilet bowl is a solid block of ice. That's how cold it got in there. Man, I knew it got cold last night. Whew, no wonder I was cold. And I read my Bible and I listened to tapes in that little trailer. But I read my Bible in a nice house now. climate control. You just put, you know, digits on the wall. 72. Yeah. Humidity, certain percent. Yeah, yeah. I think I can pray at least as good. Maybe better. Amen?
Amen.
You do not have to go crazy because you get a little money.
Amen.
You can be a bigger blessing.
Yes.
If your heart's right.
Amen.
So say it one more time. Broke is bad.
Broke is bad.
Rich is good.
Rich is good.
Yeah. The definition of prosperity that we're giving you, 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able to make all grace abound toward you. It's His blessing. It's His grace. So that you get to the place where you always, that's not part of the time, all, every week, every month. Is that right?
Yes.
Not a bad month. You come short. Every month, you have all sufficiency in all things. And you have more than that, so you can abound to every good work. Is that possible?
Yes.
Is it the will of God?
Yes.
That's prosperity. It's not a dollar amount. Somebody said, well, you know, if you had $1 million, you'd be rich. Not if you need three. It's all relative to what the Lord has you doing. But what is prosperity? It's always having everything you need in every area. With excess to give to every place the Lord shows you. This is the will of God. Anything less than that is not the perfect will of God. If you're not there, don't give up. Don't quit. Say, I'm after it. I'm going to stay with it till I see it in my life. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, What Kind of God Is He? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R319. That's R319. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 10th through the 15th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7:30 and child care will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org or call 417-334-9233.